Hello and welcome to your advanced hypnosis session from hypnosisdownloads.com. You'll get the best results from your download by giving it your full attention. Please do not listen to it when you need to maintain concentration, such as when driving.
Hello and welcome to Bounce Out of Bed from hypnosisdownloads.com. My name's Roger Elliott. I'm a director of Uncommon Knowledge, and to get the best from this session, please make sure you're seated in a comfortable chair or lying down somewhere you won't be interrupted for a while. Now, before you begin to drift into a very deep state of relaxation and inner focus, I'm just going to say a few words about how this session is going to help you wake up each morning feeling cheerful, enthusiastic, and raring to go. As the saying goes, start as you mean to go on. But the way many of us start our days is with a yawn, a groan, and a sleepy thumping of the snooze button on the alarm clock to give us just 10 more minutes in bed. I myself used to be terrible in the mornings, and I'd often oversleep and then be frantically rushing to get to the office on time. And then one day, some years ago, I decided that beginning each day by feeling sluggish, sleepy and reluctant, followed by a wave of panic and stress at being late, really wasn't working for me as a habit. I decided I could do a lot better than that. You see, your sleep and wake cycles are actually very amenable to change. When we're little children, most of us wake up feeling bright and refreshed, and then when we're adolescents, our circadian rhythms temporarily shift, causing us to want to stay up later and sleep in longer. And then in adulthood, we typically experience new sleeping patterns again, depending on our daily routine. Remember that in some hot countries, people have a siesta in the middle of the day and stay up later at night, whereas in other cultures, people go to bed shortly after it turns dark. And when we travel to a different time zone, we learn to get up and to fall asleep at new times of day. Historically, there's evidence that people would often sleep at a variety of different times during the day and night, and the modern pattern of sleeping for a straight 8 hours is just one choice that we've trained ourselves in as a culture. The point is, your brain is very able to learn when it's time to wake up and when it's time to sleep. Of course, if you're not getting enough sleep, or if your sleep is of poor quality, that's a different matter. If you're actually sleep deprived, you're likely to keep on feeling sleepy until you've properly caught up in your sleep debt. But the habit of feeling groggy and sleepy in the mornings and feeling reluctant to start the day is just that, a habit. And it's a habit that this session is going to help you change. Because we all know people who wake up feeling bright and chirpy each morning, and what would it be like to give yourself that gift of starting your day well? I used self-hypnosis some years ago to create that exact same change in myself. First of all, I got myself very deeply relaxed, and then I repeatedly imagined myself getting out of bed each morning with a huge grin on my face, like a child waking up on their birthday or on a festive holiday, filled with anticipation for the day ahead. I also introduced a simple mental exercise into my bedtime routine, which was that before I drifted off to sleep each night, I remembered three things that had gone well that day, and I thought of three things I was looking forward to tomorrow. This really helped to prime me to feel more content, fulfilled, and positive, and set me up well for a night of deep sleep and pleasant dreams. And after a few days, I noticed I was starting each day feeling so much better, and I was leaping out of bed each morning, really keen to start the day. This download is going to take you through these exact same techniques, so that you can start to bounce out of bed in the mornings and start each day really well. Now, if you haven't yet closed those eyes, you can do that right now. And just take in a very slow, deep breath. Hold it for a moment, and then slowly breathe all the way out, like a wonderfully relaxing sigh of comfort. And I'd just like you to get a sense in your mind of what your bedroom is like last thing at night. And it may be that you're actually listening to this in your bedroom right now. Or it may be that you're listening to it somewhere else. But through those closed eyelids, I'd like you to imagine looking around your bedroom, to be noticing a few things that you might see last thing at night, just before you turn off the light and drift off to sleep. What objects and items of furniture are around you? What pictures, books, clothes? Just do a mental scan of your bedroom. Left to right. Right to left. What's above you? what's below you. That's it. And then once you turn the light off in that room and settle down for sleep, head resting on the pillow, snug beneath the covers, does that room turn into total darkness? Or can you still make out dim shapes of where the door is, or where a chair is? As your breathing gradually slows down into the beginning stages of sleep, and as your mind gradually begins to wander through thoughts of the day that's been, and perhaps thoughts of tomorrow, and as the muscles of that body begin to relax now, the muscles of the fingers, the hands and the arms, a comfortable, sleepy heaviness. And the toes, the feet, and the legs. A comfortable, sleepy heaviness. The muscles of the face, the neck, the scalp muscles softening. No need to make any effort at all. Shoulders loosening. Upper back. Lower back. Chest. Stomach. The muscles in the pelvis. All parts of you. Experiencing a comfortable, sleepy heaviness. You can begin to find yourself instinctively and consistently each and every night mining for gold and treasures in the day that's just been, perusing your memories of the day that's just passed, for jewels and sparkling diamonds of real value. Really looking for the moments in that day that's just gone by of pleasure, satisfaction, achievement, beauty, quiet reflection, a smile, a delicious meal. And what three moments from today, however small, however significant, glow the brightest right now in your mind, as real jewels to appreciate, as real gold to take the time to honor and to carry with you into the dreams ahead. That's it. One thing you enjoyed from today. Another thing. And then a third thing. And as the mental images, the sounds, the feelings from those pleasant moments wash through you and carry you deeper into the beginnings of a pleasant sleep, you can also begin mining for the gold and jewels of possibility in the day to come, the potential glimmering diamonds that await you tomorrow. And some of those might be a surprise, something wonderful you weren't expecting, Some might be things you're already looking forward to tomorrow. And pinpoint three of them in particular. Ah, that'll be nice, and that'll be something really good, will it not? And I'm definitely looking forward to that. Find one thing tomorrow that glows with enjoyment and value, something to really look forward to, or something you could make into something to look forward to. Then another, and then a third, and let each one wash through you and carry you deeper towards a wonderful night's sleep. And as you drift deeper and deeper now, as that body relaxes more and more, I'd like you to get a sense of floating right out of yourself and just watching the you that's sleeping there in bed. Enjoy a deeply restful night's sleep. Your body healing. Your mind processing the day that's been in positive, helpful ways. And processing these positive thoughts about tomorrow. The anticipation of good things to come. As the night passes, the stars making their way across the sky, as the earth turns and the moon glides around its orbit, and all around that sleeping you over there is the deep, quiet rest of the night. And then gradually, as dawn begins to break, as the light in the room subtly starts to change, there might be the sound of an alarm clock, or it might be that the you over there in bed just instinctively knows it's time to get up. And I'd like you to watch right now as something wonderful happens. Because you know what it's like when someone leaps out of bed filled with good cheer. Like the way children bounce out of bed at the start of the summer holidays. Their eyes wide, a smile on their faces, ready for the adventures ahead. Or the way you feel when you're most alive, maybe walking or running somewhere. A breeze against your face, so fully alive. Or maybe connecting with friends and loved ones. Maybe playing a sport or a game, or totally absorbed in your work, that full engagement, that full alertness, that childlike awe at the beginning of a new day, really indulging in the reality of this right now. Giving yourself permission to feel a deeper cheerfulness, excitement, and well-being building within you. and I remember our family dog when I was young, who would just be thrilled at the start of every day, brimming with excitement as everyone got up, running up and down the stairs, bringing us his toys, the magic of a whole new day ahead. And right now, as you see that future you just there in bed tomorrow morning, when it's time to get up, you can watch as a surge of enthusiasm and energy suddenly fills that you with alertness, with a childlike grin on your face, as you have a big stretch, a sigh of contentment, and up you get instantly. That's it. Just watching that future you tomorrow morning, filled with good cheer. And that you doesn't need to be thinking about anything in particular for that to happen. It's just a simple feeling of savouring the gift of another day. A day that has never happened before in the history of the universe, with new possibilities out there, a new dawn, each breath a new breath, breathing in the new to come. That's it. And how's that going to feel, as that happens automatically, instinctively each morning, experiencing this from the inside now, being in bed, and then that rippling unconscious surge of energy and enthusiasm, as your eyes snap open in this future time, knowing it's morning, smiling for no particular reason, having a nice, satisfied stretch to limber up, and then with a single, decisive movement, up you get and off you go, getting ready, savouring this morning time, a new day, a new dawn of possibilities, feeling wide awake, brimming with energy. That's it. And as you notice all the different benefits of starting the day well, the way it brightens your mood and your attitude, in how you approach your work, your relationships, the way it colours the journeys you take, the meals you eat, with more sunshine and good cheer. You can make this deep commitment to yourself, that it's time to give yourself this gift of making this a reality each day, by seeing all the future bedtimes stretching out before you, the future you in each one of them, reviewing three things that went well that day. Oh, I enjoyed that, and that went well, and that was one beautiful little moment. And finding three things to look forward to tomorrow. Well, that'll be fun, and that should be very tasty indeed, and I'm really looking forward to catching up with him. Each night a little smile. Deep sleep. Pleasant dreams. And then each morning, the surge of sudden alertness, enthusiasm, energy, a grin, a stretch, morning time. That's it. Watching them bounce out of bed embracing the day to come with genuine affection, like a good friend you've been waiting so long to meet up with. And this energy and enthusiasm can weave its way through each and every morning to come, like warming, cheering rays of sunlight, illuminating each morning with new life, new energy, and new possibilities. And you can listen to this session often. And each time that you do, you can renew this deep commitment to yourself, to seize each day with energy and enthusiasm. And for now, you can begin to feel more alert and refreshed, and prepare to come all the way back with a real sense of good feeling. That's it, by noticing the position of your body and the sensation of whatever it is you're resting on, just becoming more aware of any sounds around, perhaps. And then whenever you're ready, you can just have a nice stretch and open your eyes. Good. Now, we recommend that you listen to this download every day for the first week, and then after that, as often as you feel you need, until you notice you're starting each day feeling so much more enthusiastic and energetic. And we'd love to hear from you, either on the Uncommon Knowledge Facebook page or through the contact form on our site. There are associated sessions at hypnosisdownloads.com that you may find useful, such as Willpower Booster and Develop Optimism. My name's Roger Elliott of Uncommon Knowledge. Thank you for listening, and the very best of luck to you.